This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Got his morning show with Matt Man.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fatboy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. You know, I asked real quick, I did ask the powers that be yesterday if we could at least for a few days change her name on the website to Leroy, and they wouldn't do it.
Dang it.
Yeah, why not?
It messes up the CEO, whatever that is. It's spelled S-E-O. I don't know how to pronounce it, guys.
You got some tips for
What's
me?
What's the CEO? What's the ASCAP? I don't know.
You got some SEO tips for me?
You OSHA approve. That's all I care about. All right, let's get to Tiffy time. She's been waiting quite a while. She waited all through headlines in that great Elvis song. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi there.
Oh, look at you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I shouldn't say that last part probably. Mm-hmm. It's quite different connotations these days. So, problems with your boss. What's up?
Okay, so I have a really awkward situation, and I need help with it.
All right.
My boss has this really unusual habit. So the only time she talks to me is in the bathroom at work.
Oh, that's a no from me. That's a hard
right.
no from me.
And, like, it's not just like, hey, how's it going? How was your weekend? It's like, I mean, she talks, like, about, like, work stuff that I probably should have a notebook and, like, follow up with and, you know, and kind of debriefs on meetings and, you know, plans for next ones and talks about projects. And, like, I don't know what to do.
I don't like talking about anything in the bathroom.
No kind of small talk at all?
I don't. Nothing. I will deadpan. This came up years ago on the show, believe it or not, Tiffany, and the situation was I don't, even when I'm doing, and I refuse to say number two. I am 49 years old. I'm not going to say number two. I was defecating.
Oh, and, gross.
Then, I don't have Might as have much too. Issue with it then as I do if I'm standing there with myself in my hand and there's a guy 2 feet away talking to me. It's not
can't.
A homosexual thing. It's not a whatever thing. It's just like, I think maybe I'm mini meditating. Maybe uh-huh. why I do it. I'm like feeling the energy vibes go through
You're
me,
like
and I'm like, quit messing up my vibe, man.
It's my time, Mr. Hand.
Well, and it's usually not ever. It's usually stuff like, how about the weather? Did you watch wrestling last night? Something like that. And I will completely not respond to the people at all. It's usually Rock 101 Stone Man, and he probably thinks I'm an absolute dick.
Hey, guys, you should watch wrestling last night.
I won't say anything.
So what brought you here, big guy?
Could you spare
my
a
bladder.
Could you spare a square, buddy?
All right, Tiffany, enough about me. So
like, is she following you in there, like, specifically just to mention this stuff?
Exactly what I was
right.
going to say.
That is weird.
I really don't know. Like, we have three different bathrooms in our building, and somehow we always seem to run into each other. Like, there's a part of me that, like, wanted to take a different job. I love my job. I just don't want to have meetings in the bathroom.
No.
And I'm like you. Like, when I'm in there, I'm not making a peep. Like, you know how, like, sometimes you'll go to, like, airport bathrooms or the mall or whatever, and people will be on their phone?
Yeah.
And, like, having
and
a whole full-blown conversation?
Yes.
I don't even do that. Like, I'm, like, the bathroom is for the bathroom things, you know? Like, I just, I don't know. Like,
well, it's a break from the action, you know?
Yeah, sit down and take a breather.
Is it a breather? Sometimes you don't want to. I hold my breath when I'm in there.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't take a breather in there, do you?
Hold your breath.
Is it always just work-related stuff? It's never small talk or how's the family and
things
like that?
Sometimes it would be, like, some small stuff, but it's gotten to the point where it's mostly, like, a full-blown work meeting in the bathroom. And it's kind of, like, transitioned that way. You know, like, at first it was small talk, but this has been going on for, like, almost a year now.
Yeah.
And I just don't even know how to approach her about it because she is my boss, and I don't want to embarrass her or call her out.
Yeah, I am.
And, but then it's like, you know, she manages seven other employees. Is she following, is she just office out of the bathroom? Like, what's happening?
I'm curious about something, but I have to be careful how I ask.
If you ask the same thing again, I'm going to think you've now put a Noro or whatever in my brain and know what I'm saying and thinking.
Are you doing certain activities when she's in there?
That's not what I was thinking.
Okay, like where you have to, like, it would, you might be making some sounds. I don't know. Something embarrassing might be going on. But it shouldn't be because you're in the bathroom. Like, that's, you're using the bathroom. Like, is she, you know?
Are you, I guess,
you know what I'm saying?
He's asking, like, do you ever get loud in the bathroom? Like, you know. Ripping a big turd whistle.
A what?
A turd whistle.
Grunts. You okay in there?
Like, did
no,
you just
I mean,
unload a rifle in here? No, that was my barking spider.
Anybody got turd some paper whistle I could borrow?
It was a tsunami.
I would like to think that it's not. I'm also a lady.
Right, listen, come on. But look,
it can be
this is what I've told my own mother from time to time, is that when it comes to things, that is, you know, besides breathing and the need for water and sunlight and all these things, that's the one thing that brings us all together is toilets.
Yeah.
It's what we all have to do. And back in the day, rich people had the little tubs under their under the bed, you know, bedpan. People would have to go outside. My mom, as a small child, had an outhouse. Very, had to walk out in the yard to go, you know, go to the bathroom.
Hell, the one guy, his wife made him go to the gas station to do it.
Now they're here.
Stanky.
They're publicly available. QT has a great one. Sphinx, if I'm picking my favorite, is my favorite.
Oh, I love it.
But at the end of the day, why is it such a, like, oh, I don't want to talk about that stuff? Because, I mean, it's like, well, I don't want to talk about breathing and water.
Well, like, I assume, you know, they sound like us when we go. It's like gunshots going
big
off.
Big butt trumpets going on.
Maybe it's not. It's still awkward, though.
So you're each, let me get this straight. You're each sitting on the toilet and carrying on this conversation. It's not like when you get to the sink and you're washing your hands. I can understand having a communication because you're there together at that point. But
that's a great.
But like, I would not, if I'm sitting on the toilet, I don't want to talk to anybody.
It's like a voting booth. I don't talk when I get in there.
What if she's standing outside?
I'm also filling out three of them.
I knew it. That's why you won. What if she's standing outside while, you know, you're in there? I didn't even think about that. Like, she's not using it. She's just in there.
That's intimidation. Ooh. And that way, if I had to go bad and my boss was next door, I'd probably hold it until she left.
Hold what? Oh, I know what you're saying now. Dude,
both hands.
There's several different ways here. We don't know you. You don't know us other than listening to the show. But, like, do you get any, and I'm being very serious, do you get any lesbian vibes from her?
Wow.
Why is that so funny? I mean, does she throw off any of that? What? Oh, God.
Well, she's married. So unless she, you know, moonlights as one, I don't think so. But I also have a boyfriend. So I don't know. Like, I don't think it's that. I just think, but yeah, like you said, like, if I have to go, I'll just like kind of not, and then go wash my hands and then chat with her, and then I still have to go, so I'll just go to a different restroom, and then somehow she's also in that one.
So what does your boyfriend think about all this? He's probably gonna laugh at it, right?
Well, okay, so he thinks I'm just being like over complaining about it, but I don't think anybody really understands like the totality of the situation. It's not ideal, you know, like there are many of times when I need a notebook and I can't remember everything she said, and I want to like, like, you know, it's like, send this email, do this. If you give me a list of 5 things in the bathroom while I'm embarrassed that I'm in the bathroom with her, like, I often don't retain all of it.
I bet she doesn't close the door at her house when she goes to the bathroom.
What? She might not work that.
Because she seems a little too comfortable for bathroom chat.
I bet she wipes forward is what I do.
I don't know.
That's a rumor. I don't know if it'd be true. Wow. You know, it's hard to like really like talk about this and give you like sound advice without all this stuff. But like,
did you hear what she said earlier? She thought about getting another job.
Yeah.
Because it got so bad.
But, I mean, you saying that kind of offhanded, though. You really mean that?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you can just say, look, I'm not feeling good at times when you're speaking to me in the bathroom, so I'd rather just wait. I mean, what if, in the event that you did have diarrhea or you had some kind of...
Double dragons.
Other issues.
Yeah, that'd be... You might have to go to HR.
Because sometimes I've waited too late to go to the bathroom where I'm running down the hall and I really have to pee. Now, I wouldn't want to be distracted at that point because I'm grateful I made it to the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there.
It's literally like 5 steps.
It's right there.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
No.
And there have been days.
You're not a girl. You don't want to pee your pants. You got
to
run.
You just mad you have to sit down to do it.
Well, you're just mad because you can't sit down. You got to stand.
I wish I could sit down and do it.
We have it better.
Wish I could sit down and do everything.
Does she ever put her leg under the stall and start tapping towards your feet or anything?
No.
No, she doesn't do that.
No.
Try the boys' room.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take some calls about this. You feel free to listen. And I mean, I would hate to think you... Oh, here's a good question. Do you have an HR department? Because that's an assumption we have about just because where we work, that everybody has an HR department. Do you?
Well, we have somebody that does like hybrid HR. And so that's the other thing is like, I haven't told any of my coworkers to know, like, is this normal? Are you also doing this? Because I don't want to sound gossipy, but our company's not big. It's like 25 people. Oh, and okay. So even if I tell HR, it's like
it's gonna be
one
back.
Person. That
yes. Does, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Like, I don't trust friends of HR. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
You can't.
I don't.
Because they talk.
Yes.
Like everybody
but
else. Because
they all happy hours together.
Maybe your boss is real comfortable with you, so she likes you.
Still,
I mean,
there's a time
but it
and
is,
place.
There's a creepiness.
Can we get comfortable in our office?
Yeah.
Exactly. But
right.
I don't know. And like, do I send like an anonymous email? But then if she doesn't have these meetings in the bathroom with everybody else, then does she know that it's coming from me? Like, I just don't know what to do and I don't know how to approach it. And it's gotten to the point where I've let it go on for so long that like, even if I said, hey, I'm not feeling well, like that would just be like a one-off day and she'd go right back into meeting me in the office or in the bathroom the next day. You know?
I bet she's doing it with other people too. She just don't realize it.
Yeah, but is she going that often though? She's saying she goes to different bathrooms on different floors and the lady still pops into there. Like she's watching her to...
That's a little weird.
Something's off about that. Either she's trying to catch you saying something or she's into you in a weird way. I mean, take it as a compliment
How about if you... This is an idea.
Go to
it's probably
break.
Not going to work, but how about if you tell her prior to you going to the bathroom, if you hang on, I'll be back in a second. You stay here and I'll run to the bathroom and we'll have a meeting right afterwards.
Well, I don't know. It might work. Might not, though.
I don't know. We do
or
have to go to break,
get a colostomy
though.
Back.
Like,
that's
legit.
What? Jesus.
She's insane.
She should be at her desk all day.
Tiffany, people are calling you Sniffany now on the text line. It's insane. All right. Good luck with all that, for real. I try not to, you know. I mean, do what you want. I was going to say, don't lose your job over it, but, you know, figure it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
There's a decorum to, the bathroom visit. That people forget.
The silent treatment. If somebody tried to talk to me, that's the problem.
That is a thing that is like, I mean, it's a task to go in there and do, you know, that thing. But like, also, it's kind of a time to sigh a little bit and say,
take a breather.
All right,
let loose.
Yeah, I don't want to be in there talking and taking more oxygen in, and you know, I feel it on my teeth and in my nose. And
can we wait and I'll catch you out in the lobby.
All right, let's go to my favorite lake, and that's Crystal. She's on line one. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, I was just thinking when I heard this story, and I thought maybe Paige would bring it up, but why doesn't she blame herself? Why doesn't she say, I can simply not remember all these things when we're speaking in the restroom?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because maybe that she thinks that makes her look, she can't keep up to the standards of the office.
Incompetent, maybe.
You know how some bosses are like, no, you're always working. You know, like ours, for instance.
Yeah, but that's, you're in the restroom. Like, you can't remember all that. And that's your time. You know, I'm just trying to think of something because you don't want to quit your job. No. It's ridiculous to lose your job over this.
What would you do if you were in there? Like, would you fully let loose?
What would you really do?
Yeah.
I mean, I would talk to her, but then I would try to explain later, hey, we as women are taught, you know, the restroom, I don't know, that we get in and out. We don't hang in there like you guys do.
Right.
So. What a load of bull. What a load of bull that is. Well, what is powder in your nose anyway? I've never been able to ask a woman. I thought it was always a cocaine reference.
Your nose.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, safer picture.
But if your boss is in there like Crystal, you're not going to fully let loose, you know what I'm saying, right?
You're going to
Well, no.
You're going to crank it down a notch.
I mean, I've gone
right.
My friends, we take pictures in the bathroom, which is very strange. Not that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm
what
sure.
What do you think we're doing? You look at me like I'm...
Yeah, but that's your friend. That's not
you're
your
like,
boss.
Look at
your
this
boss
girl.
Reserve.
I haven't
here
eaten corn
are.
In 2 weeks.
You're not
mind.
Talking about what you did in the bathroom, just like mirror photos and
no,
such.
No, well, yeah, exactly. But I would probably... I would give my boss... Well, I don't think he would go in the bathroom with
okay,
me.
Okay, so
would be
it's,
weird.
It's Marcia Hendricks.
Marcia Hendricks. If Marcia decided to come in, I'd probably ignore her if she was talking to me.
It is good.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to you in the bathroom, Paige.
Yeah, I like the guy.
I would say Marcia.
She can't ignore her boss because she seems snobby.
Well, that's true.
This is my time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to accent a sentence by farting.
Wow.
Sound advice, Paige. Crystal, are you, let me think of a way to ask this delicately. Are you offended by crude humor?
No.
Are you?
No.
Do you fart loud?
I'll tell you. Women,
don't lie either.
Women
not, I will not around anyone. Let's put it that way.
But like, so you, like maybe if you're at work and you got to like rip one hard, you like run down the copier and just lift the leg up and
no,
just blast
no.
one?
Women just don't rip one hard. We just don't do that.
But
like,
no.
unless we... I mean, you don't have to fart. There you go.
Bull.
Well, sometimes, and I'm going to say this because I'm honest.
This is the symposium of sexes that we should have had years ago. Just figure this out.
Sometimes you do fart when you're peeing. I'm just going to tell you.
How do you know I do?
It makes you go faster.
Well, people do. I've heard it. I've heard it from people that I've had a relationship with. So it just happens to be human that you'll just start peeing and there goes the fart.
Yeah, those are the accidentals, I guess. But.
Oh, Lord. Like you bend over to pick something up and one squeaks out? That's crazy. All right, Crystal, I don't believe you at all, but I appreciate you listening to the call, to the show, and calling in.
And maybe I'm
all
wrong
right,
about
you.
That
thank
sequence.
You,
maybe
have a good
wrong.
Day.
You too.
Maybe the fart comes first, but generally...
The egg.
Maybe I'm thinking of like in the morning where I hear him and he's like...
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Oh, Lord. Smell like dead eggs. Fatboy, you want to?
Do you want to work in Jason real quick?
Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. First long time listener, first time caller. Just thought, hit me a little different. Hey, how's everybody doing today? Hit me a little different listening to it. I was thinking that the boss might be doing this intentionally because she may have the impression the employee is spending too much time in the bathroom scrolling through
nice.
Social media.
Oh. Great. You're a person. Wow. You're a manager, aren't you, of some kind?
Nope, I tried that. Not for me. Because
okay.
of people like this. Or
wow.
pop you like this.
That's a...
We knew somebody who did the same thing.
Like,
I don't know
oh,
why
yeah.
we didn't think to ask.
What did you call him, Dracula?
Yeah. Hey,
he hung upside down in the bathroom.
Well, he had a widow's peak haircut.
He
looked
wore,
like...
He wore
like,
a cape to take a dump.
Yeah, like, he looked like Eddie Munster as a grown man.
He would go just to hang out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, he would literally go in and... he had to walk a distance.
Dracula.
So you know it was never like... It was a preemptive bathroom visit.
It was always up here.
If he had to really go number two, he would have stayed downstairs.
Yeah.
But this guy wanted to come up here and hide away and literally like 1 hour one day. And he was just in there just screwing around on his phone.
I think he was dead.
Yeah.
Could be what this lady's doing too.
Jason, you're absolutely right, sir. Jason, stay out of management. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'd never do it
yes,
myself. Thank
definitely.
You, sir. Have a good morning.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. I was asked to manage the Greenville Drive, and I was like, I can't do it, Eric. I can't do it.
Did I break boy code by mentioning
No, you broke wind, I think. Or is that your lunch? What
no,
does that smell?
No. That smell would be soup.
Oh.
Chicken noodle soup.
You eat the weirdest things at the weirdest times.
I do.
Smelling
chicken noodle
chicken
soup
noodle poop.
At 8:40 a.m. Strange.
Yeah.
Or a cup of chili or something.
She was
like
eating yum-yum sauce.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Brawl. It's more like a tussle, right?
A tug.
It's a fight to the death.
Tug o' war. Why don't people do that on St. Patrick's Day? Tug o' war. That sounds like something of Irish lore.
Tug o'. Tug o' war. They're going to pull the rope.
Paige did a man o' war after a Halloween party one night.
Well, she did men o' war.
Yeah, and men at work.
Oh, Leroy here.
Leroy Page.
Knocking out everybody.
Baddest actor in the whole damn town.
Literally.
Yeah. Baddest hoe.
No, I mean bad in a good way.
Baddest hoe on the stroll.
Sound like my grandma in 1984. Why are you saying you bad? You good. Because Nanny Michael says bad.
Yeah, he does. Oh, I don't like
him. Yeah, he looks weird to me, son.
He's got a whole song called You Bad, you know it.
He made fighters quit fighting and they started dancing together.
That's where it started. Whole dance-offs.
But even that, I saw a clip of an old NWA video the other day that showed them, you know, walking down the street, and they're all hard, you know, badass dudes, but they're walking around singing through the streets about how they were going to murder you, but they were singing about it.
Well, that's,
you know,
nice.
Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of
awesome. Oh, the rappers, okay.
They're artists, yes, NWA, not the wrestling organization. I should say that, you're right. Yes, Vern Gagne was out there. He was in a puffer jacket. There's Les Thatcher with a Raiders hat on.
There's old Rick Rude with him.
Oh, Lord, you're about to lose real bad. Because I know what I've got here. And when you enter a battle, you know as much about your own army going in, more so than you do the other one. So I don't know what Fat Boy's bringing to the table, but I know when it comes to Paige that I'm going to get you goose today. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean, I'm going to make you laugh a lot.
I love it.
I'm going to pull a Rumsfeld and tell you you go to war with what you have.
Yeah.
And that's what I got.
I tell you to go to hell or somewhere else. You want
to
start?
I'm excited to see who's going to take the lead.
Yeah, I'll start.
And I know down deep you don't like Fat Boy as a person, but don't let that show any bias when it comes to who's the better one here.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, start us off.
This is an old, I guess, PSA, maybe. But it's more so a lesson of how you should react to your kid if you ever catch them, you know, during their private time.
Oh, my God.
Like what happened to old Ricky right here.
Little Ricky.
His mom's real understanding. And obviously, I cannot show you a video.
No.
But Ricky's going to town just when that door opens. And, well, then mom walks in.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room. When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings. I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time, okay?
That's bullcrap in real life.
That's kind of creepy because she stood there.
Like my mama would have taken me to the preacher.
You know where this gets weird? Ricky's still got, let's just say he's still working the puppet while mom's in the room.
And this is a real public service announcement, not a grading system, the PSA here.
I wouldn't say that I was ever caught doing anything like that, but I know my brother was caught with a girl. And my mom says, well, you finish up and we'll have a conversation later.
She didn't make him stop right there?
She told him, you finish up, you know.
What?
I don't know what she said, but
did
exactly.
Did she stand there and watch till they finished?
No, she just barred. She
hurry up and beat it up, Art.
Is it one of your friends?
She hit the ceiling. I don't know who it was. Yeah. Oh, it might have been. Okay, she hit the ceiling with a broom. She was pissed.
Wow, she's like an angry neighbor.
Yeah, and just so they can hear her.
Yeah.
That we were home.
I'm sweeping
and
the roof.
And then she went upstairs, and I was like, Mom, what'd you see? And she goes, you don't want to know. Just go to the other side of the house.
I want to know what she saw.
I don't know. She never told me.
They were 69ing.
Well, what if that's what it was? And she tells him to finish up. He's like, I'm just going
to
start.
No, she said, you need to. Well, I don't know exactly what she said.
I think
said.
You need to beat it up real quick is what she said.
But she said, and then I'll talk to you afterwards when you.
I'll give you a score.
Get your clothes back on and start behaving like you should.
How old is he, though, at this age?
Oh, he's a teenager. He's young.
Okay.
Like 16.
Okay.
God, I can't
believe she. I was hoping he'd be like 22, 23.
Is it still living in my mom's house?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense why she would say, all right, you're an adult here. You're doing it.
Arthur, you better hurry up.
I never slept with a guy at my mother's house where she with her willingly knowing that.
Yeah, me neither.
She wouldn't have told you to finish up.
No, she would have said, you stay on that side and you stay on that side. Never the two will meet.
Hmm. God, man. That's so many
questions.
Did you
sneak out of the house, though, when you were a kid?
All the time.
Yeah, God bless.
My mom would go to sleep, and I'd be like, she's asleep. I'm just going to go out.
I could have if I trusted my body more. I could have slipped out of the house.
Dirty little Leroy, ain't you?
I had an old drum right outside my window.
I never really did anything.
Crawled over onto and just slid over the side and fell into the gravel.
An old drum.
It was an old drum.
Mine was meeting to smoke a little, you know.
Crack.
No.
We knew somebody who had to stand on a brick to get in the window, and it wasn't that far off the ground.
Yes. Well, that was funny. Fatboy and I have tapped into this thing, and some of them we cannot air, but it's old PSAs from the 70s and 80s that are absolutely not appropriate anymore.
Really not.
Talking about like how, you know what, they deserve to be able to live in that community also. Mm-hmm. You should let them move in.
Yeah. Can't play those.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like some wild stuff.
You'd piss yourself if you heard some of them.
This one right here, though, you know, I like farm stuff.
Oh, boy.
I love cattle. Now that I look at some of those videos and actually, like, post them on my Instagram, a lot of times other ones will just pop up. For instance, this young man was on a school field trip, and they're teaching the kids how to milk a cow.
Oh.
And once again, they don't teach. They just say, hey, milk the cow.
Don't start grabbing that.
You nailed it. Listen to this.
You got it.
Sorry. You're supposed to dip your hand in the water before you
make your hand wet, pretty
yes.
much.
Oh.
Dip it in there,
make
London.
Make your hand wet. Your hand is
Did you dip
wet.
It, London?
No.
Dip your hand
just
in the
keep
water.
Keep moving.
Did he dip his hand?
Yeah, right here.
No.
Yeah, right here. Just like that.
Are you scared?
Why is it Auntie Shantae's coming?
The smell.
It's a penis.
Oh!
thing.
Oh my God, I gotta see the video.
Did they misinterpret an udder?
No, it was an udder, but the kid didn't understand what he was grabbing and tugging on. They didn't explain that ahead of time.
That's where you get them.
It's like the one with the one we played before with the horse, where the horse was getting a little excited and say, "Daddy, he's growing an extra leg."
How are you supposed to go like this?
Right? You really was.
I always just spit on mine and just go to town.
Oh yeah,
use some KY.
They're so easy to trick. It's just a finger. Roll with it, kid.
It sounds like something you did, you know, you prank somebody with, but no, that was really its udders.
It's a penis.
At least he caught it by the medical term, though. Like, the kid's well read. He's like, that's a penis. Disgusting.
Two of them, or however many are together.
Yeah. So later in life, if he has a change of heart, play that video for him. See, you said these were disgusting when you were a kid, boy. What are you doing now?
Show him again.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
All right, so that's I won that round. Go ahead. No decision made.
Not yet. I think, and a lot of people think this, Mike Joy is the greatest voice of anything stock car related. I would say automotive related. Any event, he's who you want to call.
He's good.
I don't know how long he's going to keep his job. I feel like this guy's coming for his job. So, Mike Joy, if you're listening to this, you legend.
Oh, wow.
You better watch out for this guy because he's pretty good, too.
Baby, look at here. Logano pushing down the road right up into the ass end of Keselowski, and he turns his ass right into the wall. Right about here, Keselowski saying, oh, every time he's spinning, he's saying, oh, they are wrecking every where there's race cars tore up from here to China right now on this track. And this is where it starts right here. Logano pushing down Marone into Keselowski's ass, pushing way too damn hard. The race has still got a bunch of laps left. What an ass. And then it's just a mangled melee mess right here. Holy this is some bullshit. All these good race cars tore up because Logano forgot how to drive. Look at this. And he escapes uninjured. Watch. He just gonna go right through there. Holy
holy crap, man. That sounds like a revival I went to in the 80s.
It's as into Keselowski. He don't even say his
name. Oh, my
name
God.
Right.
That sounds like Brother Love. Or like, I can't figure out that voice.
Very passionate.
He's going all out.
God bless.
He said he gets ass into him. There's a whole bunch of laps left.
All right. I'm going to concede you won that round.
Guess what? There's only one left.
Okay.
And that's you. You go with the big finish.
I thought you had one more.
Well, for time purposes.
All right.
Yeah, Leroy got us going on a tangent.
Well, I hate to brag, but this is the winner right here. And I'm not going to say anything that other than my favorite and your favorite karaoke couple is back.
Oh,
with some damn Toto.
Oh, no.
I hear the drums echo tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Moonlight wings reflect the stars that guide me for salvation. I stopped to know that along the way, opening in mind some long forgotten words of ancient melodies. He turned to me as if I was to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
Everybody now.
It's gonna take a lot to drag you away from me. There's nothing that 100 men and women can ever do.
Rains down in Africa. Yeah.
I mean, God. It's just...
There's a clear winner at the end, I'm saying.
Oh, God. It's hard to compete with that.
That is like...
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.